Well, hi everyone, I'm Johnny, and today we have President Thane McCullough joining us Zagfluencers. So thank you for joining us today,
Thane. You're welcome. Nice to be with you.
Awesome. Well, we'll start it off with just what made you want to become university president?
I didn't.
Really?
I never wanted to be president, no.
What was the story?
Well, we were in the midst of a presidential search, as recently has occurred. And I was actually on that search committee because at that time I was our acting academic vice president. But we were really intent on searching for a Jesuit priest to succeed the then president. So really, in a lot of ways, I was just preparing for that person. But we weren't successful. And so I was really actually quite taken aback when the board asked if I would step in for an interim, you know, period. Mm-hmm. But no, I never imagined being president of Gonzaga. So it's kind of funny all these years later how long I've been in the role. But yeah, that was just never on my to-do list.
But they picked a good one.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad you think so.
Yeah. Well, talking about your tenure, over your tenure at Gonzaga, how have you seen it changed? And then where do you think it's going into the future?
Well, a lot of the change that's occurred at the institution, there are visible changes, but there are a lot of less visible ones. Mm. And so my overall hope was that we would continue to reach for our greater potential as an institution. And I think in a lot of ways we've succeeded. We can, you know, in all sorts of different ways, we created new places for people to do better work. Mm-hmm. We have hired a lot of people over time who have come from, you know, all around the world, have really contributed to what we can do. I think our profile nationally, even to a certain degree internationally, has risen and increased. A lot more people know about us. And I think even where our students come from has dramatically changed. So a lot of things that have kind of made it a richer, deeper, better institution all around have occurred over time. But I've really been here over 30 years, and so it's hard for me to separate just the time I've been president and the entire arc of that. But I think people have come to realize that Gonzaga's an important place doing important things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I would completely agree with you. Mm-hmm. And kind of going based off that, I feel like Gonzaga is really a big name mainly because of its Jesuit values. Mm-hmm. And when we think about those Jesuit values, I'm curious as to ask, what Jesuit value do you most live by?
Oh, interesting. I think, honestly, one of the most important for me is really thinking in an integrated way and holistically about who we are and about what we need to be. And that's sort of vague, but what I mean by that is it's been very important to me that we become a truly more inclusive community. That in many respects, we move from being a little bit more provincial to understanding that we have a place in the wide world, and we want to be a community that's representative of that, that we want our students to be exposed to very different cultures and communities and identities, and that we want individuals who own those to feel like this is a place that wants them to be here and is welcoming. And I think every university sort of aspires to that, but I feel like we've really tried to make some moves deliberately in that direction. And I hope people feel that we're more that today than we might have been at one time.
Awesome. No, that was a great answer. And then moving forward, when you think about Gonzaga, what are the first three words that come to your mind?
First three words. Gosh, it's hard. lots of words coming at me at this moment. Mm-hmm. I really think that sense of being authentic is important. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That we are who we say we are. and we live by that, that we are a community of belonging, that we want people to come here and to feel like this is their place, and that this is a place where you can find the tools and the experiences to allow you as a student, as a graduate, to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that Gonzaga is a place that does have the ability to prepare people to be successful after they leave. And our alumni are our best representation of that.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's great. I feel like I've connected with a lot of alumni personally, and mm-hmm. just everyone's just been a great community, and that authenticity really shines through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a graduating senior, like we talked about a little bit earlier. What's one piece of advice that you would give our graduating class?
Gosh, in many respects, it hasn't changed at all. And that is to not be so hard on yourself. I think that students who graduate have a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And they maybe expect or assume that things are supposed to happen right away, that they're supposed to figure it all out. In many respects, I think that it's more important that you pursue the things that bring you joy and recognize that there's many different experiences that await, and there are many different definitions of fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be found in communities that you will discover after you're gone. And so you can't possibly know what that looks like. A good friend of mine and somebody I worked with in campus ministry years ago created a prayer, and it was entitled "The God of Corners," and she said, you know, there are these moments in life where you reach a corner, and you have to turn. It's that long glide path to that moment has been great, but now you really have to make that choice. And I think graduation is a corner moment.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily know what happens after that. But I believe that those who graduate from Gonzaga, they have everything they need. They have it with them. And they just need to pursue the things that are going to bring them fulfillment and happiness. And all of the rest is going to come. And don't worry too much about how quickly or slowly things are moving, because sometimes they do.
Mm-hmm.
Some things don't happen overnight, but that doesn't mean they're not going to happen, and it doesn't mean they're not going to be great.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that was a great answer. So okay. Thank you so much for that. That's actually all the questions I have, but I have my friend Jenna going to come in here and ask you some more rapid-fire questions, and those
okay.
ones will be fun.
Well, thank you very yeah, much.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Hi, President Thane McCullough. I'm Jenna, and I have some rapid-fire questions for you that the Gonzaga community is just dying to know.
All right.
So first off, coffee or tea?
Coffee.
What is your coffee order?
Double tall non-fat vanilla latte at about 145.
Amazing. What is your favorite hidden gem at Gonzaga?
The hidden gem for me has always been a space underneath or close to the Cardong Bridge that is traverses the Spokane River. It's a quiet place to think on certain days. Okay. Not today, because it's too cold.
Would you rather have a national title or a Froyo machine in the cog?
National title, no question. I'm not particularly a fan of Froyo, although I appreciate that there are those who love it.
What is your favorite building on campus?
Probably College Hall, in part because I've just spent so much time there over the years. But I love a lot of buildings, so that's a tough one.
What's your favorite place to get dinner in Spokane?
One of my favorite restaurants is actually a place on the South Hill called Luna.
Oh, yeah.
Luna is kind of a French-type bistro, but I actually knew the original owners, and really fabulous people. And yeah, it's just nice and cozy.
Yes, I have been to Luna. It's very nice. Who would win in a game of horse, you or Mark Few?
Mark, yeah. He's very critical of my basketball skills, so.
Yeah.
He's rightfully critical of my basketball skills.
Yeah. Jack or Dan?
You can't have one without the other. It doesn't make any sense. It's got to be both.
Got to be both.
Sorry.
What are three words your friends would use to describe you?
Enigmatic. My friends probably would say I was funny. Quiet.
What is your favorite Spokane activity?
I think the Hoop Fest is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It just involves so many people of many age ranges, and it also usually happens on one of the hottest days of the year. So, you know, everybody's out enjoying it, spectators, etc. It's really cool.
What is your favorite place you've traveled?
Well, I've been fortunate. I've traveled a lot of great places. Probably, I probably love Scotland. But Italy is right up there, too.
Beach or mountain?
Beach.
Okay. Favorite day of the week?
Saturday.
Oh, okay. Good pick, good pick. What's your favorite song right now?
Favorite song? Oh, my goodness. Well, Coldplay came out with a new album, and I'm kind of a devotee, so, but I can't narrow it down to a song.
The whole album.
Well, not the whole album, but there's some good ones on there.
What would your superpower be?
I suppose my superpower would be insight.
How long does it take you to get ready in the morning?
A long time. Too long.
What is a fun fact about you that not many people know?
Well, we just concluded the lunar year of the dragon, and I'm a dragon. And so when you become aware of those kinds of identifiers and systems, when I do, I can tend to research. I kind of go deep. So I'm a wood dragon. And so I, of course, had to undertake some research about, well, what's the real meaning of all of this? And I learned quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of one of those people who doesn't just go for fads. I want to go deep.
Yeah. Will Gonzaga ever have a football team?
Flag football?
Or tackle, either or.
I don't think as like a football team.
Football.
I think that it's possible, but it's super expensive. And to do competitive football requires investing in facilities as well that are monumental at scale. So that would be, I mean, if there's somebody who's really wealthy who wants to help Gonzaga put that together, that'd be probably the condition.
What is your SEDS order?
My what?
SEDS.
I don't know.
SEDS hot dogs? SEDS delicious dogs?
Oh. Well, I know what my hot dogs order is because it's pretty minimal, but I don't know what SEDS is, so I apologize to SEDS. I was just in New York City and I had a Nathan's hot dog.
Oh, okay. So what was your Nathan's order?
Equivalent
to a Nathan's hot dog?
Ketchup, mustard, relish, sweet relish. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
SEDS.
SEDS. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Sorry, SEDS.
What is your favorite form of transportation?
Oh, Speedboat.
Oh, okay. Cog or Cataldo?
Cog.
Oh, okay. Are you Spike?
No.
What will you miss most leaving Gonzaga?
Oh, my goodness. Podcasts like this one. Oh, I miss a lot of things. But we're not really leaving. We're just, you know, stepping out of these roles. So you'll probably see us lurking around once in a while.
Yes. Well, Gonzaga will miss having you as its president.
I hope Gonzaga also will embrace the next president because I think she's super cool.
Okay. We'll have to get her on the podcast.
I think that's a very good idea.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
I really liked hearing all of your answers.
Except for SEDS.
Except for SEDS.
I know. Oh, well.
Next stop, SEDS.
Next, I'll have to stop by there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you.